Thank you for joining us once again. This is a Helper Room, a program designed by God to equip kingdom functionaries in this end time. And one of the reasons why God has staged this program is to ensure that the church that he is going to receive at the end of time, when Christ shall come again, it is worthy of the kingdom of God. And the program, Upper Room, is geared towards apostolic recovery of the church. And I want to bless God. I want to thank God for our lives and how God has deemed it fit, counting us worthy to be in his presence today. I want to pray that as we are come to his presence to learn in the word and to equip ourselves as kingdom functionaries, the Lord God Almighty will bless our lives in Jesus' name. Before we proceed, before we move ahead, we want to say a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Our righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus, we bless your name for making it possible for us to be gathered together today in your presence and to learn in your word and to equip ourselves as kingdom functionaries in these end times. Lord, we are praying, we ask, O God, let your word perform the purpose to which it will be spoken, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you will walk with your word in our heart. And you will help us, O Lord, to be equipped to be able to withstand the wiles and the schemes of the enemies in this end time, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that as you've helped the apostles of old in overcoming the challenges in warfare, in overcoming the schemes of the enemies, in overcoming the powers of this end time, Lord, I pray that you will equip us and open our eyes and understanding to your word so as to be able to know how to navigate and to be able to be overcomers in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, Father, for anointing done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. This is, once again, Upper Room. Get towards the apostolic recovery of the church. We can see an influx of doctrines and teachings creeping into the church today. And what God is saying that is no longer, the church won't no longer be business as usual. It will no longer be people will, you know, will just put all their trust in the building of the church. So the church is going to be individuals, is going to be individuals fortified with the grace and the power of God, and who will then understand who God is and how to worship and serve him in spirit and in truth. So the purpose of our gathering today is to consider God's words and look into the passage of scripture that would really be a blessing to our lives and to help us to prepare for the glory of the coming of the Lord. And the subject before us today is a call to faithfulness, And we'll be looking at a couple of scriptures here that really talks about the faithfulness of God and how he wants us to be faithful to him. So in as much as we play our parts, God is faithful to always fulfill what he has decided to do and what he has promised to do. Now, he is now asking us that he is fulfilling his part. Are we playing our own part? Now, it's easier for us to, for someone who wakes up in the morning and, well, says, well, everything is not working fine. And I mean, I have a few bucks in my pocket. I don't really have much to spend. I don't really have good food to eat. I don't really have, so it's possible for someone, is human, to imagine that, well, you are not rich, you are not wealthy, you don't have a car, you don't have a house of your own, probably you're renting a building, you're renting an apartment or something there, and it's very that is, you know, that is you have a legitimate reason not to want to say your early morning prayers, not to want to sing praises to God, not to want to you know, honor God in any way, right? The things that God is doing for us on a daily basis, we cannot account for it. We can't. If God should take inventory of what He's doing for us each day, it won't be, the list is we won't even be able to finish the list. So it's God is faithful to us at all times. Some people would sleep in the night, not wake up in the morning. Some people wake up in the morning, they find themselves in hospitals because they are seriously sick. And then some people would want to be, they are hungry and they want to eat a nice food, and they don't have the wherewithal to do that. And then you can say, well, what has God given me? He has given you life. He has given you hope. He has given you faith. He has given you, He has been a blessing to you. When you are sleeping, He's watching over you. When you go out, you come in, He is taking care of you. The least you can do is to remain faithful to Him. God demands on man is faithfulness. God demands from man is faithfulness. So if God plays His own part, which is evident before us, the gift of life, a shelter, a job, provides us finances, it gives us, you know, things that would satisfy our immediate need. Not what we want, but what we need. That is what God supplies. So human desires are inexhaustible. You can't cover all the bases, right? But what God provides us, what God gives us, is what we need, not what we want. So these are two different things. So God is faithful. And we've seen the faithfulness of God right from the beginning. Adam was faithful by putting the man in the garden. He made all provisions for him, but man replicated with unfaithfulness. He was not fulfilling his own side of the bargain, right? God, you know, promised you, He put you somewhere, He made things, provisions, food, everything, you know, He's giving you authority over a lot of things, but what are you fulfilling your own side of the bargain? That's the essence of today's subject we're looking at, a call to faithfulness. We'll be looking at the book of Hebrews, chapter 3 in verse 1. I'll read from verse 1, and let's open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 3 in verse 1. I'll read him from verse 1. It says here, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him. Who was faithful to him that appointed him. Then he referred to Moses, was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he that has builded the house had more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that builded all things is God. He that builded all things is God. And in the first part of verse 5, it said, and Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony to those which were to be spoken after. Now, it's talking about the faithfulness of God. God has always, always been faithful God has always been faithful. And when we take inventory of our lives, we will see the faithfulness of God right from when we were born up until now. How God has been helping us in our daily activities. You know, we went through kindergarten, you went through the nursery, you went through, the junior class, the senior class, you went through high school, you came out of university, you have a job, you know, God has always been faithful. Now the question here is, are you faithful? If you want to remain a kingdom functionary, which you are, but you may not have, you know, come to that understanding or that realization that each and every person that God created in the world are supposed to be kingdom functionaries. You are supposed to be working for God, just like the angels are working for God. The angels are ministers of God. They are messengers of God. And they are deployed to, you know, partner with us on earth so as to be able to fulfill the goal of God on earth. We are kingdom functionaries. So if you don't walk with this mind, you will see yourself as, you know, parading and just a rolling stone. You see, you just, that kind of individual becomes a rolling stone because there is no true identity found in Christ and in God. So if God is faithful to us, keeping his promise, just as he was faithful to Abraham, and he said, in blessings I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thee, in the book of Genesis there, he made a promise to Abraham to raise seeds of him. God is faithful, and he kept his own side of the bargain, and Abraham kept his own side of the bargain. That is the reason why Abraham was called the friend of God, because he fulfilled his own side of the bargain. The question to us is, are we fulfilling our own side of the bargain? Do we even know the reason why we are made? Why God made us? Why God created us? If you don't know why God made you, you are a rolling stone. You are a rolling stone. And you feel, well, I've gotten this business, it's flourishing. I've invested in real estate. Do you know what is written of you? Are you fulfilling your own side of the bargain? I say, oh, I give donations to churches. I have investment here. You know, I bless the poor. I organize programs for the poor and feed the hunger. I feel this and all that. But really, take inventory of your life. Look down within yourself. Are you faithful to God? Are you faithful to God? Are you faithful to God? When Noah, before the flood came in Genesis chapter 6, thereabout, and Noah was found faithful in all his house. That was the reason why God started to walk with Noah. And God started to bless the earth again, to make it flourish, and to say, "We not destroy the world again with water. It will make him flourish, and it will extend that grace to each and every one of us." These men of faith, they walked with God. You look at the life of the apostles; they were faithful unto death. They were faithful. All true. They were martyred. They were so as to ensure that the gospel gets to us, gets to me, gets to you, gets to everyone, so that we'll be able to understand the mind of God, the goal of God, the purpose of God for our lives, so that we can function properly. If you say, well, I'm living my life, I know how to live, you know, I pay my tithes, I do this, I don't fight, I don't steal, I work, I have a pure business, I'm not, you know, shady, I'm not this, I'm not. Are you still faithful to God that made you? Are you faithful? If you want to be a kingdom functionary, you need to take inventory of your life daily. So it is not, it's not about the last 5 years. It's not about the last 3 years. It's about now. Are you faithful? So God has called everyone to be faithful to him because he is faithful to us. The things that God does, God is doing for us, it is not really evident. It's not like a legal tender that you find in a bank, or it's not like a house that you can, an edifice that you can see. It's not. These are things that, there are things, hidden things that God is doing for us on a daily basis that we are not even aware of. When a man sleeps, he just sleeps. Then he wakes up in the morning. If God says, well, so something is going to happen, and then he tells you to pray about it, and then these are things, spiritual things that God is doing for us. He's making provisions for us. Your business that is running, some people started the same business, they ran into debt. They invested, they ran into problems. But you run your business, it's working fine, and you think it's by your own ability and by the certificate you acquire from Harvard, and you know, you use by your human cerebral powers, and then you're able to mingle two things together, and you arrive at an answer, and then you say, okay, this thing should work. Okay, I have plotted the graph, I know what the spreadsheet looks like, and then you begin to analyze with your human head, and God is looking at you. He's saying, I still want you to be faithful to me. The wisdom you have, who gave it to you? The knowledge you have, who gave it to you? And then you're looking at others as, oh, these people, they don't know what they are doing. They don't know what they are doing. They should come to an expert like me. And so the wisdom you have, the knowledge you have, it is God given. It is given to you by God so that you can function properly. Every gift given to man on earth is to equip man to be kingdom functionaries to God. So if you have a gift in you and you don't channel it in the right way to fulfill God's purpose for your life, then where then is your faithfulness to God? Where is your faithfulness to God? It is important that we remain faithful to God. He is always fulfilling his own side of the bargain. And that is what he expects all his true children to do at all times. In the book of Revelation chapter 2, Revelation 2, in verse 10, it says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. So everything that we need to stay true to God has been given to us in terms of ability, in terms of spiritual knowledge, in terms of those things are made available to us if only we can be faithful to God. If only we can be faithful to God. So a call today in the end time, it's a call to faithfulness. It's a call to faithfulness. So I need you to take inventory of your life and start thinking and start to look into your life and start thinking, okay, what are the areas that I've not been faithful to God? What areas? Is it in my career? Is it in my relationship? Is it in my family? Is it among my peers? Is it where exactly is my unfaithfulness coming in? And you need to start asking God to help you to be faithful to him to the end. Because he that is faithful to the end, the same person will enter into the kingdom of God. If you are not faithful, and then you feel, well, on this matter, I can't be faithful. And then you went your own way, not God's way. You went your way, and then you are now stuck, and then your life now is now you can't even describe it. And you need to go back to God. You need to repent of your sins. The essence of God calling us to faithfulness is so that we can fulfill his purpose on earth. No man that is unfaithful can fulfill God's purpose for his life. So do you know what God has called you to do in this world? Do you know the books do you know what is written of you? If you want to fulfill destiny, if you want to fulfill God's purpose for your life, you need to be faithful to God. Faithfulness to God earns you the keys of God's kingdom, to unlocking the miseries that is trapped in the heavenly, so that you will be able to gain more stamina to be able to withstand the test of this world. The world is going to test you with a lot of things. It's going to try you, it's going to test you, but then you need to build capacity in God, and that comes with faithfulness to God. That comes with being loyal to God, being sincere to God at all times, not just last year, not just last 2 months, not just last week, not yesterday, not 10 years ago. Keep on being faithful to God. And you come to ask yourself, why was Abraham called a friend of God? Because he was faithful. He was found faithful. And we look at the lives of the patriarchs of old, the life of Enoch, the life of Abraham. These men remained faithful. They maintain consistency in their faithfulness to God, in all their house. And the same thing, Jesus Christ came and he maintained the same thing, just as these patriarchs of old, because they understand who God is, what he wants, and what is written of them. So do you know what is written of you? For you to fulfill the purpose of God for your life, you need to be faithful until the end. Not just partial faithfulness. Not just the one you do yesterday and you say today, I don't think I can be faithful. Let me draw some lines. Let me make a little trick here and there, so that you that is not being faithful. So today, God is calling us to faithfulness. God is calling us to faithfulness. God is calling us to faithfulness. Are you faithful to God? When was the last time you were sincere with God? When was the last time? Maybe 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. So God has forgotten those, your past mistakes, your past error. Right now, he's calling you now to faithfulness. He wants you to be faithful to him at all times. Are you willing to be faithful to God? Are you willing to remain faithful to God? In the book of Matthew chapter 25, the book of Matthew chapter 25, Matthew chapter 25, it says there in verse 23, Matthew 25:23, the story of those who were given talents, the men that were given talents, and some made use of it, some squandered that resources, and then that's what we are looking at. In verse 23, it said, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." So what God has given to you in terms of his gifts, in terms of his resources, are you squandering those resources by unfaithful unfaithfulness, or you are utilizing those resources by being faithful to Him who has given you those resources. And isn't in the same time, you see that a lot of things is creeping into the house of God, and the resources that God give to men so as to be able to profit from them, they are not being faithful to it. Matter of fact, we've come across news where, you know, the so-called preachers are squandering the resources of God. They are squandering the resources of God in terms of the talents and gift God has given to them, you know. And then that's why God is troubled and is looking for men who will be faithful to Him. If you stay true to God and you are faithful to Him, it doesn't matter the challenges you face. He will always show up for you. All He requires is faithfulness. All He requires is faithfulness. You know, I heard of a preacher who God, he was really mighty. God really granted him that spiritual resource to be able to bring about to light the hidden things, you know, bring about blessing people. He understand the technology in God. And then so he could pray and things happen, miracles, signs, wonders, you know, he has insights into the realm of God, and then he understand the miseries, and so he could interpret things, he could give a word of knowledge, he could manifest the nine gifts conveniently. He can manifest the nine gifts conveniently. And then this man was found unfaithful at a point where he began to squander the resources that God gave to him. And then he ended up in futility, and he ended up being someone who God now took those gifts from him and given to another nation, another person that is bearing that fruit. So the resources that God gave to you, the talent, the gift, and the abilities that God gave to you, are you faithful? Are you faithful in channeling those resources to God's own purpose for your life? Or you are squandering those resources? God can decide at any point in time to withdraw his talent from you. Just like the passage of scripture that we read, his Lord said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful." So that means there are some that are not faithful, that are not true to God, and they are still squandering the resources of God, what God has given them to be able to profit from and to be able to be a blessing to others. They squander those resources, and then they begin to do what they want, not what is needed, what is required of them, what they want to achieve, their personal gains, and then they allow flesh to dictate to them, and then at the end of the day, you find unfaithfulness in them, and then they begin to do things based on the fleshly, what flesh prescribed to them. Is a call to faithfulness. And this is a stern warning for the church as well. The church needs to be faithful. Are you a steward in the house of God? You need to remain faithful until the end. If you are someone that God has called into his vineyard to take care of his flock, are you faithful in doing that work? You are the man of the house, the priest of the house. And then God has given you your children. God has given you a wife. God has given you different things, even those around you, family members and all that. Are you faithful? Are you faithful to that which God commits into your hand? Are you faithful? Or you're squandering those resources? And you think it's by your own ability, you apply for a job, they give you a position, they pay you fat salaries, and then and all that, and then you begin to do the things you are not supposed to do, that was not supposed to be what you should be doing, and then based on what flesh prescribed to you, you begin to follow suit, you begin to squander the resources of God has given to you, you are unfaithful. You are unfaithful. You're a minister of God. God gave you a word for a church, and then you change that word into what the church would like, not what God gave to you. And then you begin to do things based on what flesh prescribed, and then you are unfaithful. You are unfaithful. If God has given you a word for someone, and then you hide that word, you kept that thing aside, or God has given you a revelation concerning something, and then you decide to follow the other direction, you are unfaithful. And if you are still, living in sin, living in iniquity, perpetually, you are unfaithful. You're unfaithful. You are a wife lying to your husband, you are unfaithful. You are a child disobedient to your parents, you are unfaithful. You are a husband cruel to your children, you are unfaithful. God requires faithfulness at all times. You're in a public service, and then you do things based on what you want, not what the administration wants, not what is being tabled on the ground, not what you are unfaithful. And then you get into that office and you begin to make decisions favorable to you, favorable to your family. You begin to squander resources, traveling here, building houses here, stashing money here, doing all sorts of things. You are unfaithful. You are unfaithful. You're a church worker, and then you are assigned to a position, or you decide on your own that God has led you to the ushering team or to the protocol team, and then you do things based on what you want to do, and then you are disobedient to leadership. You are given an instruction on things you have to do, not because those things are not in line with the word of God, but you want to do what you want to do, and then you are disobedient to leadership. You're given an instruction, you disobey. You're given an instruction by your head of unit, you disobey. You are unfaithful to God. You are unfaithful to God. God has told you, leave this unit, go to the finance unit. You will be more profitable to me than to stay in to remain as a member of a choir, and then you remain where you are. You ignore God's instruction. You are unfaithful. God has called you into a line of ministry, and then you begin to think, I don't think I'm ready for this. I want to make more money. I want to make sure that my family is okay. I want to enrich my pocket. I want to achieve this line of career. I want to be a manager in my current position. You are unfaithful. When God calls a man to being faithful to him, he wants us to follow him. If he's saying, come up either or come to me, he's saying that he meant what he says when he says, come unto me. When Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all ye that labor, he meant what he said when he said, come unto me. So if you are a sinner, if you are still sinning, committing sin, fighting, stealing, abusing, backbiting, there's still a lot of iniquity still found in you. You are unfaithful. You are unfaithful. So I need you to take inventory of your life and look at those areas that you are deficient in. Are you yielding to the call of God, obeying his instruction, following his ways, or you are still unfaithful? The call today in this end time is a call to faithfulness. And God wants us to be faithful, not for a few years, not for 1 month, not for 1 week, forever. The faithfulness to God is forever. It's not, I've tried 10 years in ministry. I think I've tried. It's time to do my own thing. You will be an unfaithful steward. An unfaithful steward. An unfaithful steward. So God does not want us to remain unfaithful, but to come into the realm of faithfulness, because there's fruitfulness in faithfulness. When you are faithful to God, it begins to open your eyes to so many things. It begins to give you commands, give you instructions, things that not your own, your flesh cannot, what your flesh prescribed to you cannot take you anywhere. It will end in futility. It will end in frustration. It will end in disappointment. It will end in unfulfillment, and you'll be troubled all along. You'll be troubled. God's faithfulness is true. When it says, "Be faithful to me," you read the story of the passage of scripture we read in the book of Matthew here, and then he said. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Thou good. So is that what heaven is saying concerning you? Is heaven saying, "Good and faithful servant, I want you to do this for me, do this for me"? Are you fulfilling your own side of the bargain? Are you fulfilling your own side of the bargain? This call to faithfulness is a call to, even for me that I'm speaking to you, I'm involved. A call to faithfulness. So at every point in time, every man, everyone, it's a kingdom functionary. You haven't seen yourself as kingdom functionary. That is the reason why you are living your life the way you want it. And everybody on earth is a program in the hands of God. Is a program, is a tool in the hands of God. And you cannot remain unfaithful and think that, you know, heaven will be happy, God will be happy with what you are doing because you are a philanthropist. You sponsor this event. You give food to the poor. You do this. You will remain unfaithful until the end. And at the end of the day, there is no reward for you. There will be no reward for you. You remember the story of Zacchaeus? Half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have deprived any man by anything, I gave him fourfold. He brought all his evidences, and at the end of the day, Christ said, you need to be saved. That one that you are doing, they are activities. I need you to be faithful. And then when he heard that, he felt so. He needs that salvation. So perhaps you are giving donations, you are sponsoring programs, events, and you are doing things. And then you said, "I've been faithful. I've been supplying. I pay my tithes. I give offerings. I'm not stealing. I'm not. Are you faithful? Are you faithful? Are you faithful? Are you saved? Are you genuinely saved? See yourself as a kingdom functionary. When you begin to walk in that consciousness, every other things becomes, they just come to you based on what God wants, not what you want, you know, based on what is needed, not what you want. So we are all called to be faithful to God. If the apostles were not faithful to their calling, the gospel won't get to us. If they are not faithful to the end, they were obedient to the end, even till death, they staked their lives. That's the reason why the gospel was able to get to us. If Jesus Christ was not faithful to him that called him, we wouldn't even find any, and then darkness would have evaded the world. Maybe by now, trumpet would have even sounded, and then everyone will find themselves where, you know, it's like that. God wants us to be faithful. So let's look within ourselves and ask ourselves, it's a tough question. Faithfulness. Are you faithful? Am I faithful in the things that God commits into your hand? You have a family. Are you faithful in your family? You're a manager in the office. Are you faithful to your work? You're a pastor in the church. Are you faithful to that which God has committed into your hands? Or you are doing things based on what the flesh tells you to do? The flesh has the ability of controlling man. But if you want to walk with God, you need to remain faithful. No matter how tough the decision is, you need to remain faithful. So it's a call to faithfulness today, to all asunder, young, old, rich, everybody is a call to faithfulness. God is calling everybody to faithfulness. He is faithful, and I can give you a list of how he has been faithful to you, but are you faithful to him? The things that God is doing for us, they are not things that we see. You have the ability to speak. Some wants to speak, they cannot speak. You have the ability to smell. God to perceive. You have the eyes to see. You have ears to. There are people who have these things that you have, but they cannot use it because it's not functional in them. You sleep, you wake up, you go out, you come in, you drive on the express, you were preserved, God watch over you all through the night. A lot of things that God is doing for us. He is fulfilling his own side of the bargain. Are you fulfilling your own side of the bargain? That is a question to us today. Are you fulfilling your own side of the bargain? God assigned you to a unit in church, and then he feels you'll be more profitable in this unit. And then he assigned you to that unit, and then you do things the way you want. You disobey authority. Nobody can speak. Your wilderness journey has been extended. If you remain unfaithful, God has assigned you to a region to be an overseer there, to feed his flock with the word of God, to spend time with him in prayer, to get messages from him, to deliver things that will infuse life in people. And then you begin to live the way you want. You begin to channel God's resources to areas that he's not even aware of. Are you faithful? I want us to close our eyes and spend a bit of a time in prayer, a few moments. Let's spend a few moments praying to God and asking God to have mercy on us. Yes, it's a prayer of mercy that God, I have not been faithful. Can you help me to be faithful? I want to be faithful. And then when you begin to say this prayer sincerely, it begins to give you commands. Because he's a king, it begins to give you commandments. It begins to tell you, give you instructions and how to do things, what to do next, it begins to educate you about how the kingdom works. Let's close our eyes and talk to God that, God, help me to be faithful. Have mercy on me. I have not been faithful to you. Have mercy on me. And then you begin to think, take inventory of your life in the last 1 year, in the last 1 month, in the last 1 week, yesterday, in the last 3 years, have you been faithful? When it says in his word, do not sin, are you sinning? When it says do not fornicate, are you fornicating? When it says do not lie, are you lying? And he said, do not be disobedient to your parent. Are you disobedient to your parent? Talk to the Lord and ask God to forgive you your sins and trespasses, and ask him to give you the grace to be faithful unto him to the very end. And I want to believe that as we say this prayer sincerely with our hearts, the Lord God Almighty will bless us and will help us to remain faithful and will give us the grace, will strengthen us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray.